Council Member Paul Southland suggested some crucial changes to the RFP for coal storage management, which was developed by the Coal Storage Committee. One of them involved a mandatory pre-bid meeting to be held in Wrangell. The meeting must be attended by a representative of any bidding entity, or that bid will be rejected.
I believe that any major corporation that's willing to put together a bid on this thing should come to Wrangell and take a look at the facility, sit down with staff in a meeting and hear the same answers, all of them, before they place their bid and have a chance to review what we have. This cold storage is completely new. None of us know, and no one knows exactly what its final configuration is, what it looks like. It has no racking system in it. Whoever's going to bid on it is going to have to figure that out for themselves. That might have something to do with their loading capacity and whether they want to bid on it.
Councilmember James Stowe and Public Works Director Carl Johnson both agree that this was a standard practice for RFPs. The other change that Councilmember Southland suggested involved releasing an RFP for the city-owned belt freezer. That equipment is currently contracted out to local processor Wrangell Seafoods.
My intent was that if we're going to supply a fair playing field here, although the belt freezer contract is enough until May 31st, most seafood entities aren't going to anticipate operating that equipment until later in the year anyway. And so this would just give an opening for an opportunity for maybe more players to bid on the combination. And maybe not, but it does open the door for the industry to take a whole look at all of our seafood infrastructure that's available there and will be available there for this coming season.
Earlier in the meeting, Gil Gunderson said the Coal Storage Committee had a similar opinion. Gunderson is the chair of the Coal Storage Committee.
The majority, if not all of the committee, that be included. Without the belt freezer, you have a coal storage, and there isn't a lot you could actually do with it if you want to get other processors interested in that facility and still be fair to all processors.
Councilmember Southland clarifies further why he wants both RFPs open within the same time period.
We're just giving them the option to bid either or both. Okay. And closing it on the same day.
Southland also stipulates that the contracts for coal storage management and the belt freezer will both last for 5 years. The release dates of the RFPs are still unclear, but the aim is to have them both closed by February 15th. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.